From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. A startling statement from a senior American senator Sunday. Republican Lindsey Graham says the time has come to start moving dependents, the spouses and children of U.S. military personnel, out of South Korea. On the CBS News program Face the Nation, he said, "It's crazy to send spouses and children to South Korea given the provocation of North Korea. And I think it's now time to start moving American dependents out of South Korea."
We're getting close to a military conflict because North Korea is marching toward marrying up the technology of an ICBM with a nuclear weapon on top that can not only get to America but deliver the weapon.
Graham's comments follow those by National Security Advisor General H.R. McMaster, who said Saturday the chances of war with North Korea are increasing every day. Gun battles erupted in the Yemeni capital Sana'a Sunday as the alliance between the Iran-backed Shiite rebels known as the Houthis and former President Ali Abdullah Saleh appeared to have fallen apart. Clashes between fighters loyal to Saleh and the Houthis first erupted last week when Saleh accused the rebels of storming his mosque in Sana'a and attacking his nephew, the powerful commander of the special forces. Both sides have set up checkpoints, placed snipers on rooftops, and sealed off entrances to the city, but many state institutions are under the control of the Houthis. Kurdish forces in Syria announced Sunday that they had regained control of a key area east of the Euphrates River from the Islamic State militants. The People's Protection Units thanked Russian forces, as well as the United States-led coalition, for logistical and air support. This is VOA News. A suicide blast killed at least six civilians in eastern Afghanistan Sunday and wounded 13 others. The bomber was on a motorcycle. He apparently wanted to reach the venue of a massive pro-government rally in Jalalabad, the capital of Nangarhar province. But Afghan security forces intercepted him far away from the event, prompting him to detonate explosives strapped to his body. One woman and a child were among the dead. The Australian state of Victoria has become the first in the nation to legalize assisted dying. Terminally ill patients must be at least 18 years old and have less than 6 months to live. From Sydney, correspondent Phil Mercer reports.
Victoria State Health Minister Jill Hennessy said the state parliament had considered what a good death looks like. The assisted suicide law is designed for patients with a terminal illness who are in severe pain. It will allow them to obtain a lethal drug within 10 days of asking to die. They must administer the drug themselves, but a doctor can give the lethal dose where an individual is physically unable to end their own life. Victoria State Premier Daniel Andrews has praised the landmark legislation.
"The Parliament has just made history. This is a day of giving control to those who are terminally ill and in the terminal phase of their life."
Critics of the landmark legislation said it was a recipe for elder abuse, while some doctors believe it will deny patients the right to receive palliative care, care for people who have serious illnesses. Phil Mercer for VOA News.
President Trump, in a series of Sunday morning tweets from the White House, attacked his own federal Bureau of Investigation. And he said he never asked then-FBI Director James Comey to stop investigating his one-time National Security Advisor, Michael Flynn, about his contacts with Russia's ambassador to Washington. On Twitter, the president said the FBI's reputation is in tatters, worst in history. But he said the Trump administration will bring it back to greatness. In a separate tweet on Comey's sworn testimony before Congress that the president had asked him to stop the probe of Flynn, Trump said, "Just more fake news covering another Comey lie." The tweets come 2 days after Flynn pleaded guilty in Washington to lying to FBI agents about conversations he had with former Russian Ambassador Sergei Kislyak in the weeks before Trump was inaugurated in January. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.